Welcome back. Welcome back to season two of Confessions of Millennial MILF. It is your favorite sister friends, Ashley and Tiffany.
Yes, we are back. Season two is on in Hopperton.
Yes.
So much to talk about. So much has happened. I'm so excited. So much has happened. We have a new president. Praise God. We're still quarantined. So much has happened. So much to check in on. Like, we're just gonna jump right into it and do start off how we've been started. That's pretty much the same. So, how are you? What's new? Been, kiddo, job?
I am good. Working, kids are still in virtual, so you know, I'm working and part time teacher and all that good stuff. Dating. The ghoster has returned. If you listen to season one, then, you know, when we ended, like, sis was going through some things because I had been ghosted, but he returned and apologized, and, like, we're kind of sort of dating and stuff, but, you know, we'll get into that.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot to talk about.
A lot. But, yeah, life has not stopped, and if you listen to our trailers, like, literally, we put on our big girl panties and boss the fuck up. Like
I honestly can say for myself, like, I've moved. We both changed our hair. I still have my rabbit. she's still doing good. Actually, I'm here. And, you know, college 4. I'm almost close to the finish line with school. I'm trying to do grad shit. So my goal is to fully be the by the end of this year. So it's like so much. And when you hear people just think about 2020, like, they're so down. Like, they have nothing positive to say. And a lot of people do, a lot of people don't. And I can say that for us, like, we literally went above and beyond amongst all the obstacles. Like, we had a lot of bumps in the road, but the car still going.
A lot.
Four wheels. They be flat sometimes, but they there. They still got trucking.
We made it through and we still fucking trucking, okay?
Yeah, so, you know, what I really love is amongst everything, it brought a lot of attention to your well-being and your wellness.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of COVID, but more so because people know that you are mind and body. Like, and yes, your body, your physical needs to be right, but your mental health too. So even, like, for instance, so, like I've been trying to tell people, kind of had all the souls before the movie came out. And we kept going to McDonald's. No, it's not because I don't see him. It's just that, you know, that's his little thing. And he kept getting these damn little stuffed things. And I was like, what is this? I never even thought to look at the tag. And I think I did. And I was just like, okay, what is some show? But the movie hadn't been promoted yet. But he had so many. But to see a movie, first of all, it's African-American cartoon characters that aren't superheroes, they're just regular-ass people showing these kids it's okay to be Black. And to be discussing the blues, your chakras, meditation, knowing your purpose, being okay with your purpose, realizing that it can take some time to figure that out, so to take that pressure off of a child or a grown-up who's feeling like they're not in the place they want to be. That's something great to instill in a kid young, because a lot of you don't know that. Just to see so many positive things, but to put it in a childlike mind and still make it interesting. And it was just a really good movie. I didn't know what Kyle was trying to get us to watch at first. But once we watched it, because he had to watch the French shit. Once he watched it, I was like, and he was really attentive. He was so hyped because he had every damn soul down to the cat. So he was so impressed to show us how he related. So I think I was very happy. I think that's a very good thing, because you can, but it's very hard to get anywhere if you're not feeling whole.
Exactly.
Physically being whole and mentally feeling whole. So I'm happy that the tranquil talk, the spiritual wellness talk, the meditating, yoga is more frequent.
And that kind of segues us into some of the things that we wanted to talk about today. You know, our peace and tranquility, and yes, you know how important yes. it is to us and what we are doing to incorporate and to keep that in our lives. So like for me, I've been journaling. I think I, you know, spoke on it in last season a little bit, but I've made it a point to journal every day. You know, the good, the bad, the ugly, just get it out. And it literally helps because you don't always feel comfortable talking to someone about the thoughts that you have, but to write it, you're still getting it out, you know?
Right.
And so that is a form of release. But in addition to that, I've been painting. It kind of just started as like, you know, do fun stuff for the kids. But like I was finding joy in it. Like, and so now I paint on my own. Like
I'm art therapy is really a thing.
And it really helps. Like we literally just sit down. I have my little paint at my table. I get them at a little table with their paint and we just do our thing. And they talk a little bit too much for me during the paint because, you know, I prefer a little quiet. But it's really fun and it's just our, like, downtime. So, like, when we have a stressful day or week, like, we gonna paint today, y'all. Like, put on these t-shirts because we're about to paint. So, journaling, painting, and, you know, I started the wellness journey last year with, you know, the intermittent fasting and things like that. And I lost a significant amount of weight. And so, you know, now it's just time for me to like tone up and stuff. So that's like on my to-do list. I like do it some, but I'm not as consistent.
Yeah,
as
but you're doing it in moderation.
Right. And so that's something that I have incorporated, but I have been finding like in the whole workout space, I like have been working on my flexibility and that is really fun to me. So like, I could do some really cool shit now.
Oh, God.
If you know, you know. But yeah, I'm really just enjoying me and finding out what it is that good. I like. Because, you know, for the early and, you know, the majority of my 20s, I've been in a relationship. And so, you know, I'm 300 and some days away from 30. And so,
okay.
I'm 300 and some days away from 30. And so I just like, it's time for me to really figure out who I am, what I like, what I want, and what I'm going to do to be the person that I want to be going into my 30s.
Well, see, that's good. At least you're not approaching it like, I have this and I talk to you before I'm 30. How do I do it? Like, you're not trying to lose shit.
I know there are things that I want to work on and I'm just going with the flow because I know that there are certain things that once I do that, everything else, you know, other things will fall into place. It's like a ripple effect. Once you do one thing, other things will start to line up and it just becomes your norm.
Right, right. That's very true. That's kind of, I'm learning that. Like, I've always really been into like my peace, my space, but it's more so like, don't fuck up my shit because I'm more of like a control thing. But now I'm at a space where I'm like doing things that kind of score. So I struggle at my postpartum. I really struggle when I had him about losing myself. Like, I think I put so much emphasis on losing myself when I had him that I did because I worked so hard not to, it actually fucking happened. And now that he's four and I feel more stable, like I'm not in that place where I'm like, am I good mom? Am I doing right? I mean, I'm still thinking like that. I don't know everything now. Hell, I just told y'all he didn't have to know the he got all the fucking food.
But you're at a place where you like, you know what? I know that I'm doing the damn thing so I can focus on X, Y, and Z.
Right. I can finally feel comfortable to go pour back into me. Right. So with whether it's me buying plants, like I get so, it's I mean, now I don't go past it. When that door opens, because it is like 30 something degrees here half the time right now. So when that door opens, I go get my little pot and I'm gonna ass back inside. But but I do like to just go in there to get plants to learn shit. Like I planted some lavender the other day because I'm now trying to design the office and I want fresh plants in here. So because that'll benefit me for my aesthetic and my just my mental. And it'll also benefit me once I get into my product. So it's all a full circle, but with COVID, it's brought me more attention to my asthma. So with plants, you have clean air. So to have, versus me having 50 million air purifiers that I have, my humidifier and every fucking thing else that I have to buy between the rabbit and the air and COVID. So I just want to approach it with a better holistic approach. If I'm supposed to be, you know, leaving school with a holistic mindset and approach to sexual education, I want to have a holistic approach to my life.
Now, exactly.
I can't go too full turf, you know, I can't go too full team. But there are some things that are within reach and do my comfortability. That's what I'm going to do. But you know, I just want to get back into my artsy me, me before Kyler. She's still here, but just kind of moderate it a little bit. Whether it's having photo shoots with Kyler, but I still love photography, or the home, or the, like, nobody knows this. Some people do, but when I first went to school, I did not go to school for psychology. I had went through high school on an interior design track, interior design / fashion designer track. So went to state, they only had, like, it was like a fashion designer thing, but it was still being cultivated. Like, the program was very little at the time. So I was so scared that I wasn't gonna have a job. So this is really like me, that I was like when you go to school, they give you a list, like, what majors are your top priority that you want to be in? So that was one. And I think psychology was like two or three. It wasn't one though. And I was like, nah, like, once I started reading it, I just got in my head, which is normal. I started Googling shit, like, nah, it takes too long to get rich. Like, it was just too much. So I just was never mind. And that was the 18-year-old me. So I'm like, yeah. But now that I'm like grown, I'm stable to a place where I'm comfortable, well, we can touch back into this shit that I like. Like, I'm gonna get back into my tangible things, because that's what provides me. Being hands-on, being artsy, being creative in any shape or form. Like, just how you feel like painting, it just does something for me. To sit there, like, we be coming up with these ideas. Tiffany will text me, be like, okay, I have an idea. Okay, that's great. So I'm about to go do this little, I'm gonna send it to you. And you'd be like, okay, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
I literally just have to give her the bare minimum, like, because I'll get an idea and not have it, like, completely worked out. And I'll be like, so I was thinking this, and she was like, boom, 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 I got it. It's just how her mind works. And, yeah.
Like, I see it with Kyler, and he, like, scares the fuck out of me. Like, he'd be like his grandmother bought him this robot, which I didn't know what it was, and we opened the box. But anyway, but that's how I felt when she bought the character a couple years ago. So that's the whole story. But when she bought it, when I opened the box, like a robot that she put together, but it's felt like a Velcro material. So it sticks together. It doesn't like click. So I didn't know what it was. I didn't think he grasped it either, because I didn't. I'm damn mama. But when we came back to check with him after Christmas, it was a robot. Like, he had developed the full blown robot off these random ass shapes. I mean, and it was very outside. It did come with arms and legs that you could attach, but the rest of it was a bunch of felt shapes, a bunch of Velcro shapes. So it's just like, wow, that is my child. And then he'd just be doing like random shit. Like, he'd just be putting random shit together and he'd be presenting it to us. And we're like, what the hell is this, Kyler? And he's like, it's a trophy. And I'm like, it's not. In your head. But in your head, isn't it? So it's just interesting how it comes full circle. Which, like, what you're doing, like, your painting, and for you, it's your art therapy. But, like, people really enroll their kids and shit like that. Because they losing their shit, like, throwing shit around the house and shit. That's what they gotta do to bring them back. But you are doing it as a pastime, and you don't even realize how beneficial it will be for them. So kudos.
Thank you.
Okay, enough about us being peaceful, because I know y'all like to listen to us and talk shit and power trifling. So, so it's been a long time. Really haven't talked about men, well, because we're just getting back. But so let's get into the men. Everyone likes to hear our men stories.
Okay.
So
who's gonna go first?
I guess I can go first. Come on, give me some time to wrap up. I still have the same man. Is he been in the doghouse a little bit lately? Yeah. you know, it's neither here nor there. Everyone has a period, okay? And we're going to just work through it. I'm just going to feel amen. Good. We're going to get over it, right? But we are still together. Hopefully by the end of this year, because actually my original timeline after we had Tyler actually expired last year, but we're not going to do it again. I've been given a lot of grace, okay? And I'm not doing it this year. So hopefully when we end this season, I'll be engaged. But you know, let's just put shit out there now.
You know, manifest the life that you want, okay?
You know, just like. But you know, everything's been great. It's been awesome. Okay. But he's still driving that. Yeah, we have way too much space in the air, and I don't know if that was the best idea. Because now when we're driven nuts versus us like really arguing now and they be like fucking because his brains out afterwards, now we genuinely take the space. And I have not been doing well then. Because the space is there.
Okay, so have you guys gotten to the point where like the space has become too much and you just hump each other's brains out?
No, but that's what I thought was gonna happen. So I'm like a little perplexed. I'm very perplexed about it. Like I'm just really it's a lot.
Like when is it gonna happen? Like when are you gonna come in here and just rip my clothes off?
Like, I just had so many visions and they have not had. I mean, granted, but and I'm just like, this is not. When I looked at the floor plan, I had a lot of plans for the floor.
When is it gonna happen?
And it's just like, no, you should have stayed in the box. Like, I'm just a little angry right now. But, I mean, granted, some things have taken
time. I like it better when we were all on top of each other and had no choice what to talk
to. Do we need to freaking recycle where we were at? Like, I don't understand. I'm just confused. So, yeah, that's where we're at. We still love each other, though, because, you know, we're just confused.
You know, I fucking love you.
Well, yeah, that's me. You know, y'all can talk about me in the college. It's cool. I know, because like I'm bitching about nothing, but Tiffany knows it's a lot for me. Like, I got a lot of like sexual ideas in my head that have not happened.
Listen,
and it has been 3 weeks.
I'm just gonna say that she is an Aquarian, just like I am. So I understand exactly where she's coming from. That's all I'm gonna say.
So how are the men treating you?
You know. So my ghoster came back, okay, and it was like a very heartfelt situation, like, because so if y'all listened to last season, y'all know how I felt about this man, like, and he wasn't even my boyfriend,
oh my God.
And like, y'all know how I felt about him. So like when he came back and, you know, his little apology / explanation, like, I was all for it because I truly understood his perspective. And you know, had done some self-evaluation and realized where I had kind of, you know, so I was all for it. Like, and we literally picked up where things left off. That was probably September.
Yeah.
October. He basically popped up after he heard that I had went on a date with the other guy, y'all. So anyway.
Oh, yeah, because I don't... Oh, yeah, okay, because I set her up. Good thing.
So the last time we recorded was after the first double date with that guy, okay? He hit me up after I went and spent that time with him, you know. After that weekend is when he hit me up or whatever. Like,
because I should be a producer for The Bachelor. I'm going to apply because that was great.
Okay, so... Like I said, he apologized and we kind of picked up where things left off, but I was in the mindset of, I'm not going to be hurt again. So I put some boundaries in place. Like I said, we've been protecting peace, okay? And so I put some boundaries in place. And, you know, like I said, the feelings are still there. It could just be me. I really don't know. Like, I'm uncertain now.
Well, that's the accurate way to feel, because now your feet are wet and you are comfortable. You know what you want. Like, you're learning, you're becoming more secular on like your things that you need and you want.
Right.
And how you're going to read them. So I think it's just because you're now becoming in more contact with other prospect, like I said, it's gonna be people that now are in competition, and now the grand dame over here is really having her picks. That's all it is. It's not a bad thing to be uncertain. That's a good thing.
Yeah, and like, it's not... I feel a way about the uncertainty because of how, I guess, pushy I was previously. But then a part of me is like, I mean, you kind of just came back because you couldn't find anything that met up to it. So like, I'm really like...
Let me tell y'all something. Tiffany?
I've always known that I was attractive. Like, I always felt that I was an attractive, you know, female. But something about, like, the last year, I've really stepped into my confidence. And, like, I feel like a bad bitch. Like,
that's good.
And I guess I exude that confidence now because guys never really used to approach me or really say shit like, people thought that I was stuck up or, you know, just resting bitch face all the time. But I, like I said, I feel like I just exude confidence now and it's read by other people.
Mm-hmm. Like every time, I swear to God, y'all, when I like intermingle the groups, it never fails. Either somebody is reaching out to me or they're reaching out to Rob, to tell me, to tell to me. And it's just too much, okay? So... Because at this point, next time I have a group outing when there aren't any kids involved, because the kids like repeat shit, they be the ops, okay? The people aren't the grown ups, aren't the ops, it's the children. So you gotta be mindful. So I'm gonna just put it out there, a little simple, okay? So I gotta put like a verbal out, you know, she is available sign, I will. I'm sick of it. Stop going to me, okay? I tag her more than enough on Instagram. Stop.
Get her in the DM.
Shit. Like, I already had to do this, y'all. Like, again, he's such a hot commodity. And it's just too much. Okay, I don't even have to out people because I will go on a rampage about it. So,
no, yeah. Y'all, she told me that there was a fan. She told me that there was a fan in the pod's DM.
Okay. So, hold on. I'm at work and I just got to, because, you know, we still have our regular jobs. So I get the damn ping. And I'm like, Once I saw who it was, like, you know what? And, like, you know, you get mad when you see something again. Like, it just revs you up. So I start reading the thing. Like, okay, I've been letting this slide for a long time. But at this point, I'm telling. So I screenshot it and I sent it, just like a kid. technological savvy child. I sent it.
The crazy thing is, I know who the person is. And they have access to me. So while they're going through the pod page, leaving comments is beyond.
I'm like, what in the custom? Like, and it just totally went off of my head. Like, I just be, you know, making sure. And I just look, I'm like, this is going on for a long time. Like, isn't this what I think it is? So I sent it. And I told, I sure did. So if you're listening, I did tell you. Forget it. Because I'm fucking sick of it. Text her, okay? Call her. If you feel that way, text her and call her. Yes, this isn't a dating show, but we're going to play this. Damn it.
I'm literally crying, y'all.
Yes.
I'm crying.
So since we're talking about this, let's talk about our tribes, our girlfriends. Because obviously, I'm showing that I'm a little possessive, okay? I'm showing who my traits in the group.
Listen, so, when you're actually in your tribe, you don't need many others.
Shit. So, like, I was just telling Tiff earlier, I was because she was like, we had to reschedule the recording. I was like, girl, that's fine because my day is shit. Okay. I walked off work, then I was feeling good. Actually, had an actual reason to log off and to take some me time. Didn't fucking do that because, wow, ran into fucking crisis. Gotta fucking give her the real. Gotta fucking. Screen record shit for, like, it was just too much, okay? then when I realized who I was screen recording, I'm like, why am I even giving this nigga time? Like, it was just too much. But then we had to have a real conversation, like, this nigga should have never even been on your radar, okay? This nigga is corny as fuck. So now I'm looking like the bitchy friend that feels like no one's good enough. But it's like, no.
But he's really not.
But he's really not, and he looks like a fucking cashew. That's exactly what I told her. Remember the Proud Family? Remember the peanuts from the movie? I swear to God, God forbid. But that's what I saw. When I saw that, I'm like, this is who I'm over here having the possibility to defend you again? A cashew? A human cashew? Anywho, so yeah. Great thing was you tried. You tried, always has your back. You know, did her tribe laugh at her when we got the text in the chat? Yes. When we saw it, we laughed hard. Everyone sent back a laughing gift before we actually talked about it.
I mean, but you know, your real tribe is gonna clown you for your fucked up decisions. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're gonna clown
oh,
you,
yeah.
And then we're gonna help you. But that's just.
I just wanted you to know that it was dumb. That's all I wanted her to know. It was dumb as fuck. I don't want you to ever fucking say that crazy dumb shit. I encourage and I will support my girl, because literally, if you're my girl, you're Darren and my sister in any fucking thing. But when it's dumb, baby, you gonna know it's dumb, because I'm probably gonna tell you it's dumb as fuck, and then I'm gonna laugh. So yeah, it sucked, but she got it. At the end of the conversation, she was like, "You were right, Ashley. I know.
Most conversations with Ashley end like that. Like, you know what? You're right. You're right." Because I know that I know for a fact that I text those words to Ashley at least twice a week. You're right.
But see, at least twice a week. I don't be trying to go into the conversation like that, okay? Because just like y'all feel.
Yeah, and I know you literally are not trying to be I told you so type of person or no. Like it, but like it just happens. Like your advice literally just be like, you know what, you are right. Like I texted this morning because I had a weird dream, y'all. Like, it kind of sucked me up.
I feel like in a past life, I was a medicine woman. You want to know why? Because I be really knowing how to analyze these dreams. We got to get our past regressions read, man, because I feel like I was. But keep going.
So I do too, but I can't never interpret my own. Because, you know, like when you be texting me about your dream, I can like, boom. But so I can't do my own. But anyway, I texted her about this dream, y'all. And literally within 2 minutes, she had sent me a whole paragraph of what the dream meant. And I'm like, damn, why didn't I think of that? Because that is literally how I've been feeling. And this is just a manifestation of my unconscious thoughts in my dreams. And she is fucking right.
It's my grandma, though. Because my grandma used to buy those books from the flea market that have dream interpretation. So she still fucking has it. But yeah, I used to go over there and like eat up all her snacks. I used to be in her room. She had a bookshelf reading the dream book. I used to have some crazy ass dreams from my childhood trauma that I needed to understand. So now that I'm a grown up, it's like some of that shit just kind of stuck. And then, you know, going to school. Again, I was a medical in my family. I know for a fact that I was either a dream interpreter or a medicine. But yeah. Lily is the reason why I be knowing these dreams, and she had a dream book from the flea market and not be reading them.
That's how I know. We should do that one day, though. We should do that. Like, we should make that like a field trip where we go and see what we
learn. Oh my God. I have to send you this YouTube video. It's the one here in Richmond. A girl went with her mom and her sister. That shit was crazy. Like, she went and got her pass. Like, he did her pass. She did. He could do her future too. I don't want to fuck the future. That's a scandal. But he did her pass. And like he was able to tell her like how many times her mother and her sister crossed paths and path. Like that shit is great. We gotta do it. Anyway.
See, I like stuff like that.
Like they said they were weirded out after the fact, but they said they liked it. So it is something we can do. And it is too. I think it's
I definitely believe that you and I we knew each other in our past life.
Like it's crazy because you know it's your soul. So you know these people in other ways. Like you could know them, like you could actually be married to them. You could have, you could be the mother, they could be the child. Like it's so, you can work with, like it's so many different ways. So, but yeah. Well, yes, yeah, so your tribe is necessary. Like as you can tell, like we encourage each other's antics. Like we're about to get our past regression thread. It's like trying to offer Rob this as a date and he like shitted on it. On my phone. That's not how I grew up, making kind of some good spirits over here around me. Shit. Okay, all right. You know, I like your mama, go ahead. I'm still fucking gone. Okay? You sleeping with the devil now? No, you're not. I'm gone.
So, speaking of that, so I wanted some crystals and actually got me some crystals and stones for Christmas. And so I was talking to my mom and she's like, so like, you okay with that and going to church? And
our parents.
it literally just hit me in that moment. Like, it wasn't something that I had thought about. Like, the words just came to me. God created the heavens and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't stones a part of the earth? Aren't they a naturally occurring part of the earth? Which means he created them too.
It was with it.
I guess you got a point. I'm not worshiping the stones. I'm using the stones for X, Y, and Z. I worship the Lord. Mm-hmm. But he created these stones that do X, Y, and Z for me. What people is so hard to understand about that?
A lot of people who practice, like when I have my embodied related sex ed classes, they're all earthbound related. So the principles that we use that are present are, you know, the regular fire, water, earth. So it's usually like, you, like for water, if we're doing something where it's like meditation, it usually is, you can have like a humidifier in there, a diffuser, or water. For the fire, you can light a candle, incense, whatever. For the earth, you can provide sand. If you have crystals, you can provide those. Like, but a lot of people are Christians and they're open about it. It's just another way for them to become closer to what they believe in. It don't, and even exactly. If they aren't Christians,
it gives
still
you something
way.
Tangible to hold on to.
Correct. Correct.
Everybody can't just do faith without having something to hold on to.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like if it's something that comes naturally from the earth, that means that my God created it.
Mm-hmm.
In Genesis, it says that he gave us everything on this earth that we needed for everything, our healing, our medicines, mm-hmm. everything. So why would a rock, why would a stone be any less than?
Correct. So,
and so I had to get her together right quick, and she was like, I guess you got a point.
That just goes back into what we discussed a little bit last season, but I'm sure we're going to get into it again this season because it's always relevant. Just our generational shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, because literally, Rob was like, nah, I ain't doing that past impression shit. That's that devil shit. You can talk, they go, nah, I don't want to hear that shit. And I'm like, here you go, so I can fuck him out. But I'm still going. So when I come back and tell you how many times you've crossed to the fans, you better fucking listen because I'm going to tell you. Shit, and one of them times I was your mama.
I'm weak. I've been to like a psychic medium before, and she was a Christian. Like, she said literally when she knew that that was what she needed to do, she had a premonition from God, like from Jesus. So you can't say that they are all devil worshipers, because just as many of them are actual Christians.
And boundaries, like, that is the concept also in one. Like, if this is something you want to do or to get into or to experience, like, for instance, like, the girl went to get her regression read when I watched on YouTube, and the man was trying to offer her more. And she was like, nah, all I can take is the past. I don't need you to tell my future. That's gonna fuck with
exactly.
Me. I think he did something else. And she was like, nah, I don't want you to do it. Like, literally just focus on it. And that's what he did. You can go into these situations. If you go, even when you go to a psychic, you can tell them what you want to hear and what you don't.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean they're not going to receive that, but they can also, you're telling them that you don't want to hear, so they're not going to tell you. They're trained to know they can't speak of those things. So whatever. It's just boundaries. Same thing. If you want to, you know, use crystals, you know which ones you don't fucking want that are too much for you, especially if you're deep into your chakras. Hell yeah, you're going to be very mindful anyway. You can kind of pick up anything that looks cute. So
hello.
Speaking of looking cute, you've done a thing and you have to definitely discuss that with the people about the thing that you've done. But a sidebar, I want to tell the people that when she told me she did this thing, the way she's worded it scared me. Okay. It was late, it was snowing. So I'm like when she said it, like I don't know why I was thinking like this bitch made the only fan. Her boredom has gotten to her. And so
well,
I was
you
just
said
like,
this bitch did what?
I thought she made an OnlyFans. I thought that's what she was going to say. Like, you made an OnlyFans. I was like, wow, she's really bored. I mean, you have a conversation, okay? Because what is the content going to be like? How are we going to do this? Like, I need to have, because again, the creative in me, I wasn't even looking at it like, what this bitch did. I was looking at like, okay, what are we doing here? Like, how are we executing it? What are we doing? I had so many good wishes, but that's not what she said. I was like, oh, okay. I had so much to be here, but then that's not what she said. I was like, oh.
because I was reading this thing about Aquarius yesterday, and it was like, they have like, what is the word? We basically have a habit of like hyping up what we're about to say, and then it not really being.
I was like, this is it? Yeah. I just knew he was going to be like, yeah, guess what? Made it only fan. Show it up here. So crazy. Like, that's what you did. So tell me what you did.
Not yet. So I joined a dating app. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. So it's day 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I matched with a couple of people, but I've only actually it's going. My swipe game is good. Like a lot of them get the left. Not that many get the right, but I done swipe right a couple times, and most of the swipe right are matches. So, you know. But I've only actually hit up 2. This particular dating site, y'all know by now, I don't say names of nothing unless they pay me. But this this particular dating app, the women have to make the first move. And so I specifically chose this one because that's something that I like never do. Like, I just...
You push yourself out your comfort zone to get different results.
Right. So like, I usually just communicate with who communicates with me first. But I felt like, you know, it was time to step out of my comfort zone, do something that I've never done before, because I can't just stay in my box. I got 300 and, like I said, 70, 60 some days before I turn 30. I got to do things that I've never done
y'all,
before.
That is over a year. But just thank you. But you know, it's great. It's great. It's great having the kid full circle. Continue.
But yeah, so it's cool so far. I kind of got a little scared today though, because I was on TikTok and I saw this police officer lady talking about how like the sex traffickers are getting slick and making dating profiles. And I'm like, shit, I don't got time for that.
Tiffany is an avid TikTok conspiracy watcher. Okay, you know, I don't even get on TikTok like me and I just want to watch the dances. Tiffany's on TikTok, not watching it.
Yeah, conspiracy TikTok got me, okay? Like, Christian TikTok got me a little bit, but like, I be in the rabbit hole of conspiracy TikTok. And like, they just be popping up. Like, I don't be going searching for them. So I be feeling like this is the sign from God. Like, I literally like was looking at the dating app like, could he be a sex trafficker? Like, I was... Yeah, so
I go on TikTok to look at the foodie shit. Like, that's how we found these cool ass restaurants. So now I found another day. It's the RVA top.
So I said that to say when or if either of these connections that I've made so far turn into a date, you are going to be coming along. Okay.
Oh yeah, you know I'm always CCC.
I mean, whether you're sitting at the bar across the road, like you're going to be there because.
Girl, I will be the waiter. No, I'm just kidding. That's just something.
You know I'm afraid.
Just walk up and you know, I just walk up my breakfast clothes. Hey, you asked for some bread. You okay? He gonna be like, what the fuck is that? And where's our real waiter? Okay, just gonna take my bread. Bye.
I haven't like filled out like the. Like, I got, like, basic shit on there, like, my height and sign and shit like that. But, like, I haven't filled out, like, that I got, like, a pod and different things like that. So I'm kind of, like, feeling myself into it and see how it goes.
Oh, yeah, don't throw yourself in, but, I mean, you can. Like, I think it's just a joke. Like, I was, like, my robot's like, well, it's always a joke. I don't think that should ever happen. But, we've been talking about this OnlyFans thing. And so, okay, before that, so you're the last season we were talking about the threesome thing. So I guess that I was so open about that. All of my friends that want to do it are not asking me. I haven't even done it, though. But they've been asking me how they feel like it should go. And yes, yeah, so I guess I'm now a threesome enthusiast. Nothing done it yet. Okay.
Okay.
So, but, so if these people do it, actually, I have so much to give you guys. Anyway, I informed them. But yeah, we've been having this running joke that we're gonna get an OnlyFans. And everyone keeps saying to do it. I'm just not doing that shit. But that's something that people always think, like, I just can't because if I want to do it, I want to be anonymous. Rob is like, no, we're going to go up there as ourselves. It just has me like, you're just.
But you're a professional.
Okay. I was once a thought, always a thought. You know, it's just hard to break the tendency that you had once before, you know, grown or not. But anyway. Okay, why isn't Rabbit trying to attack me? But, you know, so we were kind of talking about that, but it's just not gonna happen. Like, if anything, I can stick to what I've been doing, like recording my videos on my phone. Because, no, I just can't. And everybody keeps like, so lucrative. Yeah, not doing it. That's just me. But, so yeah, that was the app that's been getting a lot of my consideration.
I don't know. My sister bought me these boots home today. They're these black leather boots, and they come up to my thigh, right? And when I put them on, I feel very dominatrixy. So I don't know. Maybe this is a sign that I need to start an OnlyFans as a dominatrix.
Mm-mm. I ain't doing it. But see, I get too addicted. I'll be up there and want, all right, gotta make another video right now. Gotta make another video. All right, we got $3,000 off that one. I get 16. Like, you know, I just fucking animal for me. It's not. I get addicted to the cash, and then I just be doing dumb shit up there. And I get lost in that soul. My soul is only fans. We just can't do that. It can go left for me. So if you guys are watching on YouTube, you're probably realizing that we look significantly different from how we looked in photos last season. So. Please explain your new deal, or what you new deal, like how people see you, like how you feel, you know, all those good things.
I cut my hair, y'all. And I'm about to cut it again because it's not short enough. But I literally cut it a couple days after we recorded the last episode of season one. That was when my baby father moved out. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like, you know, I just needed a fresh start. Like, it was just like, okay, from this moment forward, things are different type of thing. Like, it was just mm-hmm. Something in the physical to signify change for me. And so I cut my hair and threw a little burgundy rinse in, and I've been rocking out with my cock out since September.
Period.
And my girl over here is a blondie.
Yeah. Like, I was scared because the blonde me is the reckless me, but I have Kyla now. So, like, you know, we'll see back in. But the blonde me is the reckless thing. and I can, you know what? That's still me. Because now that I have the hair, like, I just feel like so unapologetic. I mean, I've always been unapologetic, but it's like a different kind. Like, I now just don't be giving a fuck. Like, my allegiance is to self. Okay, and it's not like a self-centered, but it's just more of like, don't fuck with me. I'm gonna do what I want. I'm standing on my ground. I'm a bad bitch. It's just a little bit. Well, those are the kind of things I'll do.
That's but literally what new hair.
I feel stronger. Yes. Oh, so I'm off the rabbit, y'all. Anyway, go ahead. Fuck with an outlet. Go ahead.
That is literally what new hairdos do for us. They make us completely new people.
Like in the African American community, especially females, men too, but especially for females, like a new hair is a significant indication of change. Like, it shows that there's change, and it shows I've never really heard someone like, that bitch got her hair fucking done, something wrong with her. It's usually less than just a bad style, but it's usually okay, I see you, girl. Like, what's going on? And it be
something. You done broke up with your man.
Yeah, like, it's always okay. You got a new job, or you fell into some money, bitch. Okay, like, it's always something with positivity. So I love it. Like I was a little scared. You know, it came from a little box style issue, but you know, everything happens for a reason. I spent that almost $15 on that box style for not to work for me to get here. You know, God was like, bitch, you playing the safe again. So how about you jump on in? And that's what happened. That does now blind. Fully.
Okay.
So
how did your friends feel about your new do?
Well, they remember me when I was like bleach, not healthy blonde. And that was when I was reckless. So they remember when I just was like wild as fuck. Like, they when I was blonde, I was dating this boy who was cheating on me. And yeah. So they just was like, so is anything going on here? they were immediately taking it like, is your relationship
gone you? Back to toxicity?
And I'm like, no, I don't even want to be. My best friend was like, okay, bitch. Okay, Ash Cash. And I'm like, she was tired. Because in her head, it was like, this is the Ashley that was lit. You know, when she was that blonde, she was an infant thing. And so, but everybody else was just like, you sure? Like, you scared? Like, it's a lot. I think people thought I was going to just be like bleach, like have no pigment in my follicle blonde. No, I would never go that. It doesn't even match me. So I would never do that. If I wear that, it's definitely a wig. If you ever see me with that platinum, it's a wig. I'm never going to lie to you. Never. But yeah, they were pretty receptive. Everyone did, so like at first asked like, good bitch, and then my best friend was like, you gotta be lit, bitch. I can see it already.
Yeah.
COVID or not. So how did everyone respond when you put your hair?
Everyone loved it. They were like, oh, like she for real about the changes she making. Like, cause I've been rocking the rap since I was in high school. Since I was in middle school, okay? Literally the only cut I've ever had, I would get like a stacked bob, but the back was still like at my neck. So I've never been this short before. So everybody was like, okay, yeah, she's serious. She for real.
Like, it is nothing wrong with that. Speaking of being serious, being for real, my bitch has moved. Last season, I bitched a lot about my house, about the space, about my not being able to breathe there. I bitched a lot about it, okay? Like, I love my space because it, you know, provided me with shelter, but I hate it every time. So we have moved. This space will be the creative haven. And we'll probably be here for a while because Kyle and I make friends with people that live next door. They freaking invite themselves to his party. But they were so good. They just invited themselves to his party and left the kids, you know, which kind of had me like, wow, like I give off good, cool mom vibes or yes, like just keep fucking trusting. But
y'all know. Ways to go. YT people are super friendly and they leave their kids
with them.
But when that dad knocked on the door and the three little boys came in and the dad left, I said, he's just going to leave him here? And then we was listening, right. I was listening to conversation and Rob was like, oh yeah, this is not the first time. And I'm like, wait, huh? Y'all have only been here 7 days. What do you mean this is not the first time he's left?
Like, so the first time they came to just introduce themselves, but it was like super like TV-like, super cute, super TV-like, you know, we're not like not culture, but it was just a lot for us. We ain't used to that. So we were just like, okay, hi. Weird. Like, but we, you know, still talk, you know. Then the other neighbors, they have younger kids. They're close to conversation, they're younger kids. So they didn't really like, I'm sure they didn't want to bring them over. I think their youngest one was like one. So I wasn't expecting them to come over here. But they're very nice, so they always speak. But since they have more on the other side, on our left side, and they're more like interactive with Kyle and have this is the first day. I wasn't surprised, but yeah, even after the party, like they feel so cool now that they invited Kyle outside, but Kyle ain't in the room. So we couldn't go. But but when they came to the door, it was like straight off a movie. Like it was the funniest shit I've seen in my life. So they came to the door and the dad was like, yeah, they just want to come outside and play, like, because they're all baseball players. So they wanted to come outside and play with Kyler. I feel the whole piano fiasco where they knocked the piano across my living room. But you know,
yeah,
I guess they just
thought they going to the MLB, okay?
Oh yeah, they parents, they gotta work for nothing. They need to retire now for real because them swings.
All three of them going to the MLB, okay?
So Rob was like, nah, he can't come out today. Next time though, he didn't clean his room. But why the whole time Rob is telling them like, nah, he can't come out. The kids are like, they're so used to that. Oh, okay. And you could tell they're also not used to kids being on our street. They're used to playing with each other. So they'd be happy to see kids, which is cute. But the whole time Ron was talking, Kyle's like, no, I can come. It's okay. I'm going to get my jacket. I'm going to get my shoes. No, you're not. With the strange trouble. So The Rock had to turn around and look down at him like, hush your mouth. And the dad was like, oh no, he's good, cool, totally understand, good dad. You're like, you know what I mean. And so Kyle was just feeling so devastated and embarrassed. First moment of embarrassment at 4, I had to document it. He was defeated.
But guess you're gonna clean your room from now on, buddy.
No, still had to clean his room. Busted the ass earlier today because it was fucking dirty. So he had to learn his lesson. But you know, anyway.
All right.
But, you know, that's happened. It was a little weird, but it was very beneficial. Tiffany's now a ad content creator.
Yes, y'all, I have been paid for my first official commercial. And it was really cool because it was for a Black business, a Black-owned business. And two, it was someone that I personally knew. And like, he asked for, you know, recommendations. I said, hey, I can do it. He liked what he heard and he used me. Like, it was just dope to me. Like, somebody that I went to school with, a Black-owned business, like, it just was, it just felt right. And it felt really good. So I'm excited.
There's so much.
I got some other little voice opportunities in the works. So yeah, 2021, we are getting into the things that bring us peace, career-wise, every aspect of our life. So I'm excited.
Yes. So with the new year, there's new teams. So this season, we always do pretty cool stuff. Like, you know, last season we had guests, which we're still doing that. We did Instagram shit. Like, now, one of the newer things this season is going to be a playlist. Tiffany and I both listen to a lot of music. For one, because that's kind of like how we can get through the day at work prior to COVID, and we still do the same now, home or not. But we're doing playlists. So we're going to have a Spotify one, we're going to have an Apple one, and it's literally going to be like our vibe. So you get to work out, drive to work, whatever, and listen to the shit, same shit that we listen to, and you kind of get a more insight on who we are outside of the show. And I say that, and that's like very loaded, because you're going to hear in the music, like, my vibes and Tiffany vibes, for us to be so similar, are so different, and it's so funny. Like, when you ask for a song, and then you hear it, and you're just like, wow, Tiffany, or then you hear my song, and you're like, wow, I think it is a fun way, outside of this year, we'll be doing YouTube as well, so you'll be able to see us now, as well as hear us, but I think it's just very funny. When you play these songs on the playlist, and we're doing Spotify and Apple Music, that way is no reason that neither, whichever you know, team iPhone, team Android, you can still hear. So, what is your vibe for the week?
Okay, so my first is Young Baby Tate featuring Flo Milli, I Am. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who either of those people are. I just know I love them. Okay, just want to throw that out there. I heard the song on TikTok as like a little affirmation, and I was like, ooh, I like that. And so, yes, that song has been added to my playlist. And Jasmine Sullivan dropped Hotels, and literally every song and skit or whatever you want to call them on the album is amazing. Yeah, but I would have to go with Pick Up Your Feelings.
I love that song.
So those are my two picks for the weekend. Yeah, if I had to dedicate that song to anyone, it would be my children's father.
So what? You remember that show? What is it, the hotline? Hi, I'm calling you. My name is Tiffany. I have a request.
Jackie Sullivan, pick up your feelings. We want to dedicate it to my baby father.
They'll be like, okay, all right, thank you for calling in and radio, But she has a lot going on. And I'm like, okay, we're going to play Jazz and Sullivan, Pick Up Your Feelings. But
dedicated to Tiffany's baby day.
Tiffany's baby day. If you're listening right now, Tiffany's baby day, get it together.
Okay, so what are your two songs for the playlist?
Oh one got real fucking idiot. So mine is, okay, I want to start off, so I'm not going to jump into my craziness. Sometimes I listen to some wild shit. But lately, and it's not even new, I have been listening to Drake featuring Gimme On Chicago Freestyle. Like, I literally play that when I do anything. And I have no clue. I've never even been to Chicago. But I just love Drake, too. So I'm looking kind of biased. And Gimme On is growing on me, too. Like, he doesn't look like how he sounds. So I think that's, like, the mystery. The mystery for me is there. I'm just so intrigued. I mean, he does sound good, but that mystery right there alone just has me locked in. I actually have another one I'm probably going to add that I've been playing a lot too, and I have no clue why. Because I can't wait. I just like the melody. But I love that song because I love Gimme On's little ad lib chorus thing that he's doing. And I just love Drake's little melodic voice. And then my next favorite song, before my actual real one in my life, Party Next Door. But they do go past the year, so it's kind of like I have a type. Anyway. So, Party Next Door re-released Colors. Anyone who knows me knows I love Party Next Door. Every chance I've got to meet this man in person has fucking fell through. But this year, I feel it. I feel it in the palm of my hand. I'm gonna meet this man. I'm gonna be at this song that he has. But because for him to re-release this shit, then it's like, I'm what? Yeah, going on like almost 10 years of knowing my college friends. So yeah, this shit is like 8 years old, 7 years old, and he's re-released it, and it sounds like immaculate. And I was able to listen to it from the beginning to end, as if it just came out yesterday, okay? But yeah, so those are my vibes, the shit that I like. But I have another one that I can't stop playing, and it trickles into my hoodness, but it's kind of Melanie. It's Lil Durk featuring Black and Young Thug, Stay Down. I don't know why I like this song, because I be rapping it. I can have a record deal. and maybe because I can catch on to the, I don't fucking know. But I be in a whole vibe. When that song come on, just let me be in the shower, I am at the BET Awards. Naked and all. Yeah. Okay. Same thing with Drake. Naked and all in the BET Awards. And now the new house, the shower head detaches, so I be really in a whole about water be all on, girl, it's a whole other video. you're watching YouTube right now, I have a lot going on here. But yeah, do you have any other vibes that you like to add to this playlist?
I'm gonna say, since we're on the Jasmine Sullivan Hotels, I mean, we are MILFs. They don't call us MILFs for anything. So I would have to say the Jasmine Sullivan sit on it. Like, that's my jam.
I like that song too. I love that song.
That's my jam.
I love it.
And yeah.
I love it. I love a good little vibe. Ari Lennox really adds to that. Her voice just really adds to the vibe that the song is trying to get, that sexy,
okay,
sexy,
so like
silhouette challenge vibe.
I'm a song lyric person and like the actual music person. And so usually I don't find both in the same song. Like, it's very hard that I find lyrics that I like really love along with music that I really love. But that fucking song right there.
Oh yeah, that's a vibe.
That song does it for me. And like, I like when I hear the song, I know exactly which one I want to sit on. Like,
okay, wait, I think I have one more because I can go on forever. I have one more and then I'm be done. Like, I have one more song and I'm done. Okay, so then my last song is Meek Mill's Pain Away with featuring Lil Durk. I really like Lil Durk. I like him. I just feel like he's cute. But that song be tapping into my inner game. Like, when that song come on, even though Meek sound like he crying up there, I be crying with him. Okay, every piece of pain he rap, I feel. And I be feel like I can relate to him. And I haven't even been through half the shit he's been through. But when that song comes on, I be blasting on that Google Home over here. He be popping to it. But it is a vibe that we can like, yeah. But, yeah, that's also my vibe. So like I said already, the first season episode back.
You see the difference?
Yeah, okay. Like, since we're, on the radio hotline, yeah, my favorite movie is Belly, so it has a lot to say. My favorite movies are Belly, Scarface, and Save the Last Dance. I am all fucked up.
So we do have Save the Last Dance in common.
Completely screwed up. So that explains a lot. That explains a lot. So yeah. But this has been a good first episode. We're so happy to be back.
Yes. We
definitely DM us, continue to don't DM us support with Tiffany either. Because I'm going to send you to her Instagram, because what I want to start doing is sending you her profile back.
Oh no, what the message say? I want to get to know the one in the yellow. Nigga, you do know me.
And then once I was like, damn, I wish I would ask her and then respond, because I would have responded. But yes. And don't try to go to the comment of the page either to figure it out. So you go delete it. I want out everyone. So, but yes, DM us, listen to our YouTube episode, listen to us on all of your podcast sites.
Email us.
Email us. You can look, also.
Y'all, we know that y'all got a friend who's been in a fucked up situation and you want to get advice, just write us. We won't use your name. Like,
yes, even if it's like you're dreaming, like you're a new mom and you are newly single or you're in a relationship.
Yeah, it don't have to be messy. Like, I mean, we like mess, but it can be, you know, genuine advice. Like, you know, Ashley does have a degree and, you know, I got a degree in life. So between the two of us, we don't need good advice.
You actually might be surprised at how much more content Tiffany's is. If mine is probably going to get you locked up, but you can definitely, it's going to be awesome. But,
you know, we got you. We got your best interest in mind.
Yes. So thank you for listening. We will definitely be back to you with episode 2. And bye.
Bye.